Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Before we start today's episode, we would like to begin by acknowledging the Yagara and Turrbal people, traditional custodians on the land on which we meet today.
We'd also like to pay our respects to their elders, past and present.
Episode of Elvis Lives, a conspiracy theory podcast. It's me, KB, and I'm here as per usual with Julie Eisentrager.
Oh, hello. You're very much into saying my last name.
I really
days.
Like it.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just so fun. It's fun. It's fun to say.
You can have it if you want it.
Sure.
Oh my god.
I'll see see how my parents feel about that. We are bringing you another time travel conspiracy because we're still in November for one more day. Bam, bam. And we thought, why change?
Why?
Why?
Why would we do that?
It's not fair to November to not see out the end of time travel
we
month.
We promised time travel month for November, and that's what we're giving you.
Exactly. It's exactly what we're giving you. So I am going to talk to you about our good mate Elon Musk.
Our best friend.
Our best friend.
There's an asterisk on that. Yeah. Just scroll down to the end of the document.
Just a little bit. Oh, you would know who he is. If you don't know who he is, I'm about to tell you. How exciting. Elon Musk was born on the 28th of June, 1971 in Pretoria, South Africa, which I did not know.
I did not know that either. Yeah. He's also Cancerian.
Interesting. He displayed an early knack for computers and entrepreneurship. At the age of 12, he taught himself to code, created a video game called Blazstar, and sold it to a computer magazine for about $500.
Me too.
At 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. at 17, 18, Musk obtained a Canadian passport and left South Africa because he was unwilling to support the apartheid through compulsory military service and because he wanted to seek greater economic opportunities that were available in the United States.
Oh, boy.
As like a teenager, he's just like, no, I'm not having a bar. I'm not going to change it, but I'm not having a bar of it. He went on to attend Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, then transferred to the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, where he received a bachelor's degree in physics and economics. He then enrolled in a graduate school in physics at Stanford University in California, where he spent 2 days. 2 days. In his graduate program, before deciding that the internet had much more potential for change.
Oh my goodness. I thought you were going to say before he graduated.
No. I mean, he probably could have. Much more potential for change than work in physics. In 1995, he founded Zip2, a company that provided maps and business directories to online newspapers, which was bought by the computer manufacturer Compaq for $307 million in 1999.
99?
Yeah.
I thought he was relatively new money.
No. Well, he is. My goodness. He's relatively. He's 28 by the time he sold that.
Oh, my God.
And he's only in his late 40s now. He's about to turn 50. So it's not been long. Musk then founded an online financial services company called X.com, which is now known as PayPal, which specializes in transferring money online. eBay bought PayPal in 2002 for $1.5 billion.
I know of Elon Musk, but I didn't know these things,
yeah.
These specific things.
Yeah, crazy. So this is like his early 30s. He's now a billionaire. Elon Musk wed Justine Wilson in 2000. The couple had 6 children together.
Six!
After divorcing Wilson, Musk met actress Tallulah Riley and the couple married in 2010. They split in 2012, but married each other again in 2013 and divorced again in 2016, after which Musk was reportedly dating actress Amber Heard after she was finalizing her divorce from Johnny Depp.
They broke up in August 2017, they got back together in January 2018, and they split again 1 month later. So not like super successful in the relationship department until now. Biography.com says, in May 2018, Musk began dating musician Grimes. And that month, Grimes announced that she had changed her name to C, the symbol for the speed of light, reportedly on the encouragement of Musk. Fans criticised the feminist performer for dating a billionaire whose company had been described as a predator zone amongst accusations of sexual harassment. The couple discussed their love for one another in a March 2019 feature in the Wall Street Journal magazine, with Grimes saying, "Look, I love him. He's great. I mean, he's a super interesting goddamn person." Musk, for his part, told the journal, "I love C's wild fae artistic creativity and hyper-intense work ethic." They gave birth to their son on May 4th, 2020. And they announced the name, of which I just can't remember what all of those letters are.
I don't remember what they are either, no, sorry.
That's a lot. When I wrote it, I was like, yeah, I remember, and I don't remember.
Let's just, in place of what the name this child is given, yes, let's just call this child the next ridiculous thing we can think of. I'm voting Absidy.
Sure. So originally the name had the number 12 in it. The state of California wouldn't accept the name with a number in it, so they've changed it to put it into Roman numerals. Surprise!
California's like, oh, that passes. Yeah, no, that's,
yeah, that's fine.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. It's X and two I's.
Everything
that's fine.
Else is fine.
Everything. You can have scientific symbols in a name, but you can't have numbers. That's where we draw the line.
Because everyone can read scientific symbols.
Or mathematic symbols, sorry. But wait! There's more. Musk believes that for life to survive, humanity has to become a multi-planet species. However, he wasn't happy with how expensive rocket launches were. So in 2002, he founded Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX, to make more affordable rockets. But he didn't stop here. In 2004, having long been interested in the possibilities of electric cars, Musk became one of the major funders of Tesla Motors, now Tesla, an electric car company founded by entrepreneurs Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpanin. Unlike most previous electric cars, which Musk thought were ugly and boring, essentially, Tesla's first car, the Roadster, was a sports car that could go from 0 to 60 miles or 97 kilometers per hour in less than 4 seconds. The company continued to be praised by automotive critics for its performance and design for the later models. Tesla's website states that Elon Musk co-founded and leads Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and the Boring Company. As the co-founder and CEO of Tesla, Elon leads all production design, engineering, and global manufacturing of the company's electric vehicles, battery products, and solar energy products. Elon is also CEO of Neuralink, which is developing ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interfaces to connect the human brain to computers. Terrifying. He also launched The Boring Company, which combines fast, affordable tunneling technology with an all-electric public transportation system in order to alleviate soul-crushing urban congestion and enable high-speed, long-distance travel.
I get you now. The Boring Company.
Yeah. A ding ding. The Boring Company built a 1.15-mile R&D tunnel in Hawthorne and is currently constructing Vegas Loop, a public transportation system at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Always creating. Always making the world faster.
I'm worried that he's been so successful in all his other endeavors that he will be successful at anything he does, which makes the brain one particularly scary.
Terrifying. Actually terrifying. He bolstered his portfolio with the purchase of SolarCity in 2016 and cemented his standing as a leader of industry by taking an advisory role in the early days of President Donald Trump's administration.
Classic.
His net worth as of today...
I don't. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Give me a higher or lower.
Okay.
8.7 billion.
Or higher.
Like
way
okay,
higher.
Okay. 212 billion.
Okay, lower.
Okay. Oh, I feel better.
Yeah.
100.
Okay, I'll give you a sec. Jeff Bezos,
mm-hmm,
of Amazon,
mm-hmm,
is $185 billion, mm-hmm, in net worth. He's less than that.
Okay.
184. Lower.
Okay, all right, just tell me.
He is $132.1 billion. Me too. That is what he's worth.
Did I tell you? Me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing. And what are you going to do with your billions?
I haven't decided yet.
Haven't decided? You don't want to end world hunger or like...
Not really.
Yeah. That's how the other billionaires feel too.
Yeah. Do you want a billion?
I would love a billion, actually.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Everything's sorted, guys. Everything's sorted.
And that's the end of the episode.
That's the end. I'm going shopping. So that's Elon Musk. Look, there are some problematic things in there. He's obviously, though, very smart, and he is very creative, and he can put those two things together and create a lot of change and a lot of difference in how technology runs the world.
As opposed to me, who's not so smart, but very creative, so I can make cake.
Yeah, cake's great. Cake makes the world a better place too. But we're going to take a little bit of a break and then come back with what the conspiracy theory is. I bet you can kind of guess, considering it's time travel month. So, as you've probably guessed, Elon Musk has to be a time traveler, right?
I mean, I had forgotten that we were in time travel. It's been minutes.
The theory started circulating when an image of Raymond Collishaw, a World War I fighter pilot who bears a striking resemblance to Musk, turned up on Twitter. Collishaw, however, died 5 years after Musk was born, but the image is often used as proof that the entrepreneur is a time traveler. Now, surely that's the only reason he is capable of picking up trends such as online payments, PayPal, and private space travel, SpaceX, long before they hit the mainstream, right? But tech mates also bring time travel up as part of Musk's success. Former Twitter chief executive Dick Costolo told CNBC, Elon may be proof that time travel exists because he seems to have either more hours in the day than the rest of us have, or he's from the future. That is the quote that's generally put around. He did go on to say, in all seriousness, I'm laughing because Musk's ability to think, I can never say this word.
Where?
Cognitively and thoughtfully about such a wide range of topics while running these multiple companies and seeming to be running them as well is just, I mean, it makes you shake your head. It's remarkable. So really, it's just like, how does he do so much?
I was thinking, like, when you were talking about his history, I was like, how is he the CEO of so many things? I can't even, like, the reception of one thing. Like,
I know, it's rare. But obviously, his mind works at 12. He taught himself code at 12 in this, like, 80s.
I mean, yeah, all right. I was going to say... I taught myself how to play piano, but you know what? No, not the same thing.
Musk has rebutted the claim, stating, full disclosure, I'm actually a 3,000-year-old vampire. It's such a trial assuming all these false identities over the centuries. So he does have a good sense of humour about
it. He's done a Beatles.
Yes. Although he may not currently be a time traveller, it might be possible for Elon Musk to turn this conspiracy into reality. A 2017 study in the Journal of Classical and Quantum Gravity stated that it was mathematically possible to travel backwards and forwards through time and space, as interpreted by an external observer. But researcher Ben Tippett added that while it is mathematically feasible, it is not yet possible to build a space-time machine because we need materials, which we call exotic matter, to bend space-time in these impossible ways. But they have not yet been discovered. I say never. I'm ready.
I think we've given it a red hot go many times.
I reckon we're pretty close. Who knows?
There.
I'm sure we'll find it.
I'm not looking, personally.
If Tony Stark can do it, we can get it done. That's why we do a conspiracy theory podcast.
I'm like, in theory, I can go for a jog.
Mm.
However,
mm.
in reality, mm. I cannot. I have lungs, they function, they don't like running.
No.
You know, like, in theory, like, many things can happen. However, in practice...
Yeah.
It's another story. In other news, I have brought up the photo of Raymond Collishaw.
Yes.
And I am calling BS.
Yeah, I don't really see it. I can see how there are similarities in their look. They don't look identical. They look like two very different people.
You're not looking at Raymond and being like, Elon?
No.
Is that you?
It's not like when we saw a painting of Charlemagne and we were like, Keanu Reeves, is that Daniel? You? It's not like that at all.
And Keanu's like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my secret. Good one. Oh, dear. Look. Yeah, I think he will time travel if he hasn't already.
I mean, he's doing so much, right? If anyone can crack the code,
it's him.
It's Musk.
I didn't realise how weird he was until he had that baby, though.
Yeah.
Like, I knew he was eccentric, but I didn't realise he was, like, full-blown.
Yeah.
Crazy cat lady.
Yeah. I mean, I just worry, like, as a teacher...
No idea what
I'm never going to get that kid's name right if that kid's in my class.
No, me neither.
And that's not... That's going to make... The kid feel for crap, that. You know? Yeah,
you look for a Christmas bauble with that written on it.
Or anything. A little nameplate for your bedroom door. Never gonna happen. I mean, they do have enough money to get it manufactured.
But I just think that I see in my head, that kid at Disneyland be like, I'm going to get my name on a...
Nothing.
Oh. Dad, make them make me one.
Yeah, look. We'll see. But... That's the end. That is the last episode of Time Travel Month. And full disclosure, our last episode for a little while.
Yeah, we need a nap.
Yeah, we're taking a break. I mean, don't fret. You can hear our voices on many other podcasts. You can listen to Julie and I on Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know. You will also hear us on some of the episodes of Disney vs. Disney Debates.
Oh yeah, we've got some of that coming up, surely.
You can hear Julie on another podcast. I'm going to let you find that yourself.
We don't know.
No, we don't, Dave. You've just got to find it out there in the ether. Or you can go to Don't Tell Mum podcast. And there's so many. That you can choose from. But we will see you back here in July. Why not use that 7 months, 6 months, whatever it ends up being, to catch up from the beginning?
Go back to the beginning, see what we've been doing, and get on our socials and just be like, okay, when you're back, I want the following. Because also, full disclosure, I'm going to use that time to just compile about a year's worth of episodes.
Yeah.
So once we do start recording again, it'll be bam, 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 bam.
Just like that.
Bam, bam, bam,
like,
bam.
You get a conspiracy theory. You get a conspiracy theory.
You get a bonus conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's all very exciting. We would just like to wish you all a very happy holidays.
Yeah.
Stay safe, stay well.
Yes. If you're in Australia, stay out of the heat.
Yes.
That we are currently... I mean, there's no other way to describe it but dripping.
Yeah.
It's dripping with sweat.
It's quite gross, and summer doesn't start for two more days, technically, so we...
Jeez Louise.
We're in for a good time.
I wouldn't do it. Anywho, we will see you in July.
See you in July. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.